Thank you for tuning in to WPVMLP, Asheville, North Carolina, 103.7. Streaming online, WPVMFM.org, the voice of Asheville, heard all over the world.
This is A Better World, coming to you from the studios of WPVM 103.7 FM in Asheville, North Carolina. And we're streaming live at WPVMFM.org. My name is McNair Ezard, and I'm your host for A Better World. Each week, we take an in-depth look at the people and organizations locally, nationally, and internationally who are working to create a world that works for everyone. Today on A Better World, we're bringing you a special program. We're going to be looking at the issue of world hunger. The Jewish scholar Jonathan Sacks once wrote, "Close to a billion people, 1/8 of the world's population, still live in hunger. Each year, 2 million children die through malnutrition. This is happening at a time when doctors in Britain are warning of the spread of obesity. We are eating too much while others starve." And Jimmy Carter, former president of the United States, said, "We know that a peaceful world cannot long exist, 1/3 rich and 2/3 hungry."
Man don't come. stay, and I'll show you a young man with so many reasons why. But there, but for fortune, go you or I. Sleeps out in the rain, and I'll show you a young man with so many reasons why. There, but for fortune, go you.
A rain a fall, but the dirty tough. A pot a cook, but the food enough. A hungry man is a hungry man. A rain a fall, but the dirty tough. A pot a you, but the you don't know. A rain a fall, but the dirty tough. A pot a cook.
It is important for people to realize that we can make progress against world hunger, that world hunger is not hopeless. The worst enemy is apathy. Reverend David Beckman, president of the Alliance to End Hunger. When I give food to the poor, they call me a saint. When I ask why the poor have no food, they call me a communist. Dom Helder, Kamara. Essential Writings.
You got me frustrated.
Being unwanted, unloved, uncared for, forgotten by everybody, I think that is a much greater hunger, a much greater poverty than the person who has nothing to eat. Mother Teresa.
I'm not one of those highbrows. I'm average Joe to you. I came up eating cornbread, candied yams, and chicken stew. Now you take that paper dollar. It's only that name. The way that buck is struck, it's a low-down, dirty shame. That's why I got the blues. Got those inflation blues.
Okay, first off in that set was Hungry Man by Steve Winwood. Then we heard Joan Baez singing There But For Fortune, and that's from the album Joan Baez. And then we heard Inflation Blues by B.B. King from the album Blues and Jazz. And you're listening to A Better World at 103.7 WPVM in Asheville, North Carolina. and we're streaming live at WPVMFM.org. Eating alone is a disappointment, but not eating matter more. Is hollow and green, has thorns like a chain of fish hooks, trailing from the heart, clawing at your insides. Hunger feels like pinchers, like the bite of crabs. It burns, burns, and has no fur. Let us sit down soon to eat with all those who haven't eaten. Let us spread great tablecloths, put salt in lakes of the world, set up planetary bakeries, tables with strawberries and snow, and a plate like the moon itself from which we can all eat. For now I ask no more than the justice of eating. Pablo Neruda, Chilean poet.
How can a poor man stand such times and
no thirst. no disease, no pain, no poverty. Oh Lord, no loneliness again, no tragedy, no grief, no sorrow, relief, no in power, no poisoning the flower. Boys and girls in every land go hungry even now, in long lines they stand. Food is burnt to balance banks, taxes go to purchase tanks. Sorrow for so many, joy for few. They need you, what can you do? No hunger, no thirst, no disease, no pain, no poverty, oh Lord, no loneliness again. No hunger.
Every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired, signifies in the final sense a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. Dwight D. Eisenhower, former President of the United States. When a poor person dies of hunger, it has not happened because God did not take care of him or her. It has happened because neither you nor I wanted to give that person what he or she needed. Mother Teresa. Hunger is actually the worst weapon of mass destruction. It claims millions of victims each year. Luiz Lula da Silva, Brazil. Hunger is not a problem. It is an obscenity. How wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. Anne Frank.
Save some lives.
Okay, welcome back. First song in that set was Ry Cooder singing How Can a Poor Man Stand Such Times and Live from the album Ry Cooder. Then we heard Donovan singing No Hunger. Then we heard Peter White on guitar playing How Deep Is Your Love. And finally in that set, George Harrison, The Concert for Bangladesh. That was from the 1971 concert at Madison Square Garden. And you're listening to A Better World at 103.7 WPVM in Asheville, North Carolina. And today we are doing a special show about hunger, word and song. Most of our citizenry believes that hunger only affects people who are lazy or people who are just looking for a handout, people who don't want to work, but sadly, that is not true. Over one-third of our hungry people are innocent children who are members of households that simply cannot provide enough food or proper nutrition. And to think of the elderly suffering from malnutrition is just too hard for most of us. Unlike third world nations, in our country the problem is not having too little. It is about not caring enough. Aaron Brockovich. I hope someday we will be able to proclaim that we have banished hunger in the United States and that we've been able to bring nutrition and health to the whole world. Former Senator George McGovern.
Blinded by faith no longer, no longer free to plunder, no longer safe to rule, a world no longer out alone, where people walk in wonder and speak to one. Recognize as brother a face across the border, across a sea of differences, across the drifting sands, the joining of our hands. When will we find we can no longer look away? When will we mind the killing in our name each day? When we decide that all our might just weighs us down, then will we find means to turn our world around.
the arms of hunger, far from the world disorder, beyond the reach of war, there is a world where we
This is Aunt Molly Jackson again from Bell County, Kentucky. I'm going to finish for you my ragged, wearied blues. I want you to listen very closely to this now, because it was written from my heart and not from a pen. So wait until I can hit a chord. All the women in the coal camps are sitting with bowed down heads. All the women in coal camps are sitting with bowed down heads. Ragged and barefooted, and the children crying for bread. No food, no clothes for our children. I'm sure this hate would last. No food, no clothes for children. I'm sure this hate would last. If we can't get more for labor, we'll starve to death and die. Don't go under the mountains with a slater hanging over your head. Please don't go under the mountains with a slater hanging over your head. And work for just coal and cardboard, and your children crying for bread. This mining town I live in is a sad and lonely place. This mining town I live in is a sad and lonely place. Where pity and starvation is pictured on every face. Some collaborators might tell you the hungry blues are not bad. Some collaborator might tell you the hungry blues are not bad. They're the worst kind of blues this poor woman ever had.
The day that hunger is eradicated from the earth, there will be the greatest spiritual explosion the world has ever known. Humanity cannot imagine the joy that will burst into the world on the day of that great revolution. Federico Garcia Lorca, Spanish poet. The fact is that there is enough food in the world for everyone. But tragically, much of the world's food and land resources are tied up in producing beef and other livestock, food for the well-off, while millions of children and adults suffer from malnutrition and starvation. Dr. Walden Bellow.
To understand, we are one human kind. Brothers side by side, we'll have no regrets, we will not fall.
words must count. Hunger will not wait for promises we made. We share one soul, we share one land, we have one time to understand. We are one humankind, brother side by side. We'll have no regrets, we will not forget. We are one humankind, sisters side by side. We'll have no regrets, we will not forget. Samihna ya Allah, warhamna ya Rabbah, wamnah rizqaka lil afwah. Our words must count, hunger will not wait for promises we made.
We are recording a music video, Forgotten Promises. This is a road, it's been blocked by the police. I'm very grateful for the Sharjah government for all their support and helping us with this.
The world will sleep, but hunger will not wait for promises we made to share.
We are the children. We are the ones.
Okay, first song in that set was Jackson Browne singing Far From the Arms of Hunger. And then we heard Aunt Molly Jackson from the album Power to the People Protest Songs, and the song was Hungry Ragged Blues. And then we heard Forgotten Promises by Sami Youssef, and that was a song dedicated to the World Food Program. Finally, in that set, we heard We Are the World by USA for Africa. And you're listening to A Better World at 103.7 WPVM in Asheville, North Carolina. And today we are doing a special show about world hunger, word and song.
We sow the seeds beneath the sky. Hands on earth, our dreams held high. In every field, a story grows of hearts that feed the world we know. Step by step, we share, we give. Every grain. Turn wrong to right. Where hope was thin, the harvest came, and every life can meet again. Feed the flame, keep it bright. Every meal a human right. One plate, one.
The first essential component of social justice is adequate food for all mankind. Food is the moral right of all who are born into this world. Norman Borlaug, biologist and humanitarian. When people were hungry, Jesus didn't say, "Now is that political or social?" He said, "I feed you," because the good news to a hungry person is bread. Desmond Tutu.
statue that amounts to the wall, but it seems to me that it leads his lambs to the slaughterhouse and not the promised land. Dying for causes they don't understand, but we've been taken right out of their hands. They need the handouts to hold back the tears. There's so many crying, but so few that hear. If there's a God in heaven, what's he waiting for? If he can't hear the tune, then I must see.
Okay, first song in that set was World Food Day Song by the Lyrical Lanterns, and then we heard If There's a God in Heaven by Elton John. One of the greatest feelings in the world is knowing that we as individuals can make a difference. Ending hunger in America is a goal that is literally within our grasp. Jeff Bridges. There is more food in the world than we could possibly use. There's a huge surplus of food per capita, but it's locked away and rotting in the storehouses of the Western world, whereas in the East, in many parts of Africa, India, and South America, people are starving to death. Millions of people are dying of starvation in a time in which there is a huge surplus of food. Sharing is the answer for humanity. When we share, we recognize that God is our brother, and unless we have that trust created by sharing, then nothing else can be done. Benjamin Krem.
Why not feed the people everywhere and let the weeks begin.
We hope you've enjoyed this special edition of A Better World, and you've been listening to A Better World at 103.7 WPVM in Asheville, North Carolina. This is McNair Ezard. Thank you for joining us, and hopefully we'll see you next time on A Better World. And we're going out today with Feed the People, Stephen Stills from the album Man Alive.
People need to be fed, so explain this to politicians why we send them guns instead of the seeds that we're planting in the ground, making their own way, self-sufficient without permission from the good old USA. But it seems they owe us a lot of money. Making other people